Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mark Grody with Bernstein and Holmes.
You know, are you being chased by the lawnmower, Mark?
I'm actually trying to get away from him, yes.
Leave me alone, sir.
I'll get you, Grody.
Mark Grody.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On The Score.
Dodges lawnmowers. He follows around reticent football players to bring you everything you need to know about your Chicago Bears. And Mark Grody joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Are they hitting each other again, Mark? And what are we going to find out today about who is playing on Saturday?
The plan is that there will be hitting, and a football just came my way here. I'm in the end zone on field one right now, and a ball was just flung in my general direction. That's what happens out here. But yeah, they're still going through the warm-ups right now, but definitely everybody's in full pads out here, so there will be hitting a little bit later on. And before I forget to say anything, just moments before I came on, the P1 listener to the Bernstein and Holmes show, Ruthie Polinsky, wanted me to say hello to you guys. And she heard, because you just put, I'm glad that Studs put that in the open, she heard the lawnmower thing and said she was dying, and she wanted me to make sure, and the subsequent Herb Howard stuff, she wanted me to tell you that. So yes, and Cassie says hello too from Fox. Everybody's saying hello again, guys.
Hello, everyone.
Shout out to the homie Ruthie. Does a great job on Channel 5. Cassie does a great job on Fox, and we are glad we've got fans of the Bernstein and Holmes show out there listening to Bears reports by Mark Grody. Now I'm starting.
That's right.
Here's the thing: I actually am starting to believe in the conspiracy that people are messing with you while you're doing Bears reports on purpose. So, we've got Lawnmower Man, and now someone threw a ball at you. So, we gotta keep seeing how this is gonna work out.
Yeah, and I am targeting the person it was. And hey, mate, and this guy, Austin Reed, was the one that threw the errant football. I don't know what he's mad at me for. I mean, he should be mad at the rain that took away his opportunity, as we found out. So emotional on Hard Knocks. But as we speak, the full team heading over to field two here. So we're going to see if maybe we get a little bit of early 7-on-7 or 11-on-11 action. But that is to be figured out here, as you guys heard the horn blaring in the background.
So I saw that you asked the question yesterday of Shane Waldron. How did you feel about his response to the question about Nate Davis and his readiness to help this offense?
Well, he's sort of back to talk. Basically, Lawrence, he listed the depth on the team and talked about how happy they are with the depth of the offensive linemen, and they're not worried because they've got other guys who can step in. It seems to be the most popular thing right now by the coaches, by Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron, or any coach that we ask about what's going on with the offensive line. They just start listing guys that could potentially slide in and play on the offensive line if possible. So to shorten my answer, Lawrence, it was just like everything lately with Nate Davis. It was not satisfying. I don't expect Shane Waldron to come in and give succinct answers because he is beholden to Matt Eberflus, but that seems to be, just going back to it, it feels like there's this wavering of the coaching staff of they want to say something, they kind of throw something out there, and then they back off a little bit. You know, they throw the stick in the fire, and then they get away from it. So it's like, I don't know, from a Bears perspective, in terms of trying to motivate a player, they might be playing it perfectly by just letting out little bits and pieces to frustrated media members like myself, trying to, send the warning out to Nate Davis or send the opportunity out to these other players that they love to name check to say, hey, there could be an opening. And, again, for the record, Nate Davis out again today. The other significant guy that is out is Montez Sweat. Nate Davis was going through some exercises, and Montez Sweat is over on the bike right now. So I don't know. It continues to be a conundrum. We'll talk to Matt Eberflus today. I don't know if he's going to add anything more on it, but we shall see.
Well, the good thing is that at the end of this, Nate can't be surprised if he doesn't end up being this team's starter because of what they've said publicly and what I imagine they've said privately.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine. And he shouldn't be surprised if he's not the starter. And B, I don't even know how disappointed he would be, you know, at this point.
Ouch.
Like, he doesn't like seem like he is dying to be out there. So if a guy, you know, and again, look, if we find out again there's something more serious, then, you know, that's something that we should have been informed about a while ago. But it just feels like you've got a guy who is, I don't know, I'm not desirous of being out there right now.
I thought your rant yesterday was spot on, and I think it's really important that we don't lose sight of what it means to protect your quarterback, to quote Paul Crewe from The Longest Yard, that this is all about Caleb. Everything, all roads and all ways lead back to everything they've done as deliberate, intentional is the word that Ryan Poles likes to use, that everything they've done has been to make sure his transition is optimized. And I'll be damned if they're going if I'm going to let Nate Davis screw that up. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
That's the kind of thing where there are certain things, there are variables, and there are going to be injuries. God forbid, like you say, that there's something that is going to make us sort of feel differently about this. Nobody wants that to be the case. But for everything that we know, it would just be completely unfortunate to have something this nebulous, this inscrutable, somehow mess up a plan that is otherwise well laid.
Right, and I will go back to a theme or a point that I will say as much as I possibly can. I'll say it every day on the air if I can or if it fits, and that is the Bears and Ryan Poles have talked about doing things differently with this quarterback. Caleb Williams has been great here in terms of his demeanor and his work with the media and all of that, and in part that is because he is completely bought in to what the Chicago Bears are doing. And, you know, Ryan Poles convinced his father and everybody else that they have done things differently. I mean, just by way of drafting Roma Dunze and getting Keenan Allen and obviously locking up DJ Moore, things are being done differently here at House Hall. But you can't leave this out. If you don't do this differently, then it's no matter all the stuff that you've done out here at House Hall, none of that matters. None of it. If you don't have the right protection for the quarterback. And I don't know, like, there were flaws for sure with Trubisky and Fields, but at times they were at just such a disadvantage with what was around them and the guys that were blocking for them, and that's the same old Bears. So I think that is why, you know, Parkins kind of challenged me on it yesterday. Why are you getting all bent out of shape? Just paraphrase, why are you getting all bent out of shape about this right now? It's early, but two things. This has now been going on for a year and a half, so it's in my eyes, it's not early, and I feel like I want to hold the Bears to doing things differently, and this offensive line stuff and Nate Davis in the center spot trying to figure it all out makes me very nervous.
I think that you're justified in it, that if you're following the through line, as you pointed out, as Dan pointed out, the through line is they've done everything possible to try and make this the best situation for Caleb Williams, which is exactly what anyone who cares about the Bears should want them to do. Their process has been pretty good, and you could say flawless, if you didn't have this situation up front. Question marks at the center position, question marks at right guard, and because those things matter. Those are the things that derail young quarterbacks. And you're right to point it out. It derails a young quarterback when you don't have the right type of protection in front of them.
I have a question. Is it time for the percolator?
Always. South side or west side?
Okay, I was just, I thought just for a moment it might be time.
It was for like 30 seconds, okay, and then Illa changed up the flow.
But it was time for the percolator.
It was. That was the right time for it.
Good, just making sure.
Time for the percolator. Time for the Grody! That's what they used to sing in college. So, yeah.
Oh, What just happened?
Let me see here. I'm obstructed view, right? Okay, the defense is jumping around here. I think it was second string, though. I see Jalen Johnson very happy right now. It looks like, let's see what we got going on here, guys.
I was upset that Jalen Johnson has a three-wheel car.
Okay.
On Hard Knocks.
Why? Why?
Because that is like old man player car. Like that's a car that you should see me in like 8 years.
Be in a conversion van.
Not a young, attractive, wealthy man. He shouldn't be riding around in that. That man should have himself like a car with four wheels on it.
All right. Caleb Williams back to pass, a short screen pass to get this, guys, because this is a guy. I think they were talking about this guy on the morning show today. The game, as I call him. Hi, guys. Kari Blassen game. Just caught a screen pass. He's the fullback, by the way, for reference to people listening. They may not realize that, but hey, that's another guy. He's still on the Bears. Kari Blassen game, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
making a catch.
DeAndre Swift has been making some spectacular catches, I've noticed, via Bears social media and reporters up there. You've seen all the practices. Is he making does he look like he's a fit for what they want to do offensively?
Since day one, yeah. Like, they've made a point out of making that connection real with DeAndre Swift. Like, it's almost like he's been, like, the number one priority is those three, the big three wide receivers, for sure, to the point where I'm like, where's Cole Kmet these days? But they are definitely making a point with DeAndre Swift. Yesterday, he went up high to get a one-hand grab on a screen pass with big guys in front of him that was considered an explosive play. He also had a play in 7-on-7 yesterday where he was just kind of floating up the middle about 20 yards. Caleb Williams found him in that spot. And then last week, there was a play where he went deep. And I asked about it afterwards, and that happened to be a scramble drill. But they because that's what Caleb Williams, like Justin Fields, like you gotta make sure that you coach that and have that part down right. That was certainly the case for him there. So he's a hugely valuable piece, Popo. Ruthie. Ruthie's here. Hi, say hi, Ruthie.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Ruthie. Hey, what's up, Ruthie?
Lauren says, what's up, Ruthie?
What's up, guys? Is Layla there?
Layla's not there today.
Oh, no, Layla today. Okay. That's my girl.
Ruthie Polinsky, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
The mayor of Lake Forest.
She says, and she just said, I love those guys too.
I think she said, I love Lawrence too. I don't think she said me. Nobody.
Oh, well, Ruth, see, Dan, Ruthie, I was trying to help you out, Dan.
No, nobody loves me.
Ruthie and I work together. It's not fair. Like we're teammates.
Fine. No,
and
it's fine.
At least for a couple more weeks, we're teammates.
I'm too old.
She's one of the greatest Ruthies I know. I'll be honest with you, great Ruthie.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Where were we? Oh, DeAndre Swift. Swifty. Yeah, Swifty, I think, is going to be a big part. And you know what's interesting about him, real quick,
what?
Is that they're not screwing around. Like, I kind of thought there might be, like, a little bit of a running back competition, but on that depth chart, there's no or by his name. DeAndre Swift is running back one for sure. It is going to be interesting to see Khalil Herbert and Roschon Johnson. You know, Roschon Johnson looks really good in this camp. Remember last year he was banged up for a lot of the early portions of training camp and the OTAs, and so this is really his first full training camp. But I don't know how good Roschon Johnson is yet.
Okay, well,
I don't either. I know everyone adores him, everybody loves him, and he's like a fixture on this team for some reason, but I don't know if he's any good.
Well, I think, Dan, I think that the good thing is, and I'm totally with you, I think they backed off on that and with their actions by bringing DeAndre Swift in. If they really liked Roschon Johnson as much as they seemed to say last year, just because he was the guy that played behind Bijan Robinson. And
It could have saved them a whole lot of money if they felt like he was that dude.
That's true, and that's what they envision, and they still like him, but yeah, I mean, I'm one of those people who has said when they've brought up the idea of cutting Khalil Herbert or even the notion that he's on the bubble, I'm like, really? Did we just know that Roschon Johnson is ready? I didn't see enough last year, that's for sure.
Groats, thank you. So I'll let you get back to your constituents.
Yes, my people are waiting for me.
They've been very, very
patient. Yes. Ruthie, thanks for your patience.
Of course.
Yeah, there she goes.
Bears.
All right, I'll talk to you guys.
Oh, wait, Groats.
Yeah.
Did you see that we got Bears?
Oh yeah, Bears. Yeah, where'd you guys get those Bears from? I saw that online. Emma was all excited.
Yeah, a listener sent us Bears, and we named them Groats and Emma. And one of them has a shirt that says Middays on the Score, and the other one just says Bears. And that's the Groats Bear. His shirt just says Bears.
I am going to bring in my official name tag that I have or that they gave me here out at the Bears that says Mark Grody of The Odyssey. The
Ooh,
Odyssey.
I like it.
The Odyssey.
I am officially with The Odyssey, and I will bring that name tag in to add to your collection of fun bears.
I believe it's the mythical story of Odysseus and his and his travels in The Odyssey.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yep.
Yeah, The Iliad and The Odyssey.
Thanks, Groats. Appreciate
it. Bye, guys.
Man.
Bears.
Bye, Bears.
See ya.
Bye, bye, bears. Bye.